This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I mean, you're curious, right, about what it's going to be like in the economy yet to come? Because it's going to be different whether we're ready or not. So we begin today with two stories on that theme. The news peg for the first of which is our regular Thursday update on the state of the American labor market. Lousy. In a word, another 793,000 Americans lost their jobs last week. Yes, that is down a tad from the week earlier, but still, as I think I say every week now, stratospherically high. And overall, 20-something million people in this economy are getting some kind of government unemployment benefit. So, to the bigger point, which is, of course, the theme of the top half of the program, what it's going to be like when it's done, to find new jobs when this is all over. A lot of people might have to find new careers. The Pew Research Center has some new data out on that. Two-thirds of people who are unemployed have considered going into a new occupation or a new field, while one-third have taken concrete steps to get new training or education. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, getting all the cogs in the back-to-work machine turning together, well, that ain't going to be easy.
In normal, not pandemic times, Manny Rodriguez would have about 20 local men and women in the construction pre-apprentice program he runs in West Chicago called Revolution Workshop.
Recruiting from underserved communities, typically we're talking about Black, Brown, and women. I mean, the community desperately needs upskilling and a pathway into family-sustaining careers.
Most of the graduates go into construction jobs paying $18 an hour or more.
But the pandemic happened, and 75% of the folks that we had placed were laid off.
In the spring, summer, and fall, Revolution Workshop didn't start any new cohorts of job trainees because there was no construction work for them. 30-year-old Jeremy Smith of Reno, Nevada, got laid off from his job as a casino valet in March. He took his relief check and some savings and went back to community college.
Was able to graduate with a bachelor's in supply chain management about two semesters early. So ended up kicking me down the road a little quicker than I planned on.
He's looking in his new field, but no luck so far.
I'm sure it'll come roaring back, but it's a little dry right now.
Meanwhile, Manny Rodriguez at Revolution Workshop has a new class of construction pre-apprentices now.
We are currently recruiting for our second cohort. So, you know, if I can put that plug out there, or if you can do that for us, that'd be awesome.
Consider it done. Website at our website. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.